At the top of the news this evening, Kenya's President Mwai Kibaki urged lawmakers today to pass the laws needed to enforce the country's new power-sharing agreement as Parliament convened for the first time since the deal was signed. The agreement reached last week calls for Kibaki and opposition leader Raila Odinga to share power after both sides claimed victory in the December 27th presidential election. Charles Collins reports.
It's hoped that Kenya's parliament will act swiftly to pass the laws necessary to implement the power-sharing agreement reached last week between the government and opposition. Speaking in the legislative body on Thursday, President Mwai Kibaki told lawmakers the deal will help restore Kenya as one of the leading countries in Africa.
Kenyans will always prefer peace over conflict, prosperity over desolation, unity over discord, and justice over injustice.
The agreement calls for Kibaki and opposition leader Raila Odinga to share power, with Odinga taking the role of prime minister. Their disputed presidential contest unleashed weeks of bloodshed, killing more than 1,000 people and exposing tribal divisions over land and economic inequality. Under last week's deal, Odinga will have the power to coordinate and supervise the government, greatly curtailing the president's own power. The two men must also try to help more than 500,000 people who have been displaced from their homes and require food, water, and medical care. The parliament will begin debating the deal on Tuesday, and the vote is expected to occur sometime later next week. I'm Charles Collins.